simple thoughts, and I want to try my best to follow the Lord and give you what's on my heart for the service tonight. In Psalm 122, very familiar scripture, I'm just going to read one verse, that being verse number 1. Of course, David is writing here, at least we're told that this was his writing. And he said, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." I thought about, I'm glad to be in God's house. Now, this psalm is, if you look at the heading here, it's a song of degrees, or a song of ascents, they're called. These were songs, it was mentioned in Sunday school this morning about many of the psalms being songs that they sung. These particular ones in these chapters here, from chapter 120 to about 134, I think it is, were songs that were sung on the journey up to Jerusalem. When all the tribes would come together from all parts of the world, they would come together this one time a year to worship God. David makes mention of that in verse number 4. He says, "Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel to give thanks unto the name of the Lord." And so David is talking about all of the people of God gathering together in the house of the Lord. Now it's a little different in their day than it is in our day. There were set times, and wasn't just every Sunday that you got up and went to the house of God in this manner. But this is only happening, and I understand there were more than just one time a year that they would go into the house of God. But in this manner, it was only this one time of year when all the people of God would gather together. And produced a joy and a gladness inside of David to be in the house of God. And I thought, and I said this morning, there's no place that I'd rather be. This is the highlight of my week, to come to this place. It doesn't matter to me. Now, I know I want the church to grow, and I'd like to see the pews full, and I know you would too, but it doesn't matter how many are in the pews. This is where my heart is, where God has put me, and I believe that many of you feel the same way, or you'd probably be somewhere else. And I want to say that I'm glad to be in the house of God. What a place to come. It may not look like much to the world as they drive up and down the road by this building, but it's not about the building. Nothing that I'll say tonight, nothing that's on my heart, when I think about the house of God, the first thing I think about is not the building, and it's not the color of the carpet, nor the pattern on the pews. But the first thing I thought about today, while I was just sitting in my recliner studying and thinking, meditating about why I'm glad. There's some reasons that come to my mind of why I'm glad to be in the house of God. And the first reason that came to my mind is that I'm glad to be in the house of God because of who gathers here. I mean, to get to come together with the people of God, with my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. There's just something special about being together with the people of God. There's something obtained when the people of God come together that you can't get anywhere else. I understand. I know that times are calling for desperate measures, and I commend the men of God and churches that are trying to do the best they can and innovate ways to have church. And I appreciate people being willing to go the extra mile to hear the Word of God and to preach the Word of God. But there's just something about coming inside the building and sitting down among the people of God that just does something for my heart that nothing else will do. I'm glad to be in God's house because of who gathers here. I thought about, I'm glad to be in God's house because of what goes on in here. I mean, there are things that go on in here that don't go on anywhere else in the world. Do you understand? There's power inside this place that is produced by the presence of a holy God through the preaching and the singing and other things that go on that don't go on anywhere else in the world. Many people can boast and brag about what they have. Amusement parks, boast and brag about what they have to offer. Stores, boast and brag about what they have to offer and compete with one another. But you cannot get anywhere else in the world what you can get inside the house of God. There's something about what goes on in here. The singing. I want to take in, I understand we can't take anything away from the preaching. There is nothing else that will take its place. But I was feeling pretty good in my heart while we're singing tonight about the Lord and what He's done for us. And then we got down there, and I guess it's because I'd had this message on my heart. I got to thinking about it, them friends, that songwriter was talking about that we met in service. I mean, here we are assembled together, gathered together in the house of God. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be in God's house tonight because of what goes on here. I mean, there is a, I don't know how you feel about it, but when I walk through that door, there's a welcome atmosphere inside the house of God. I mean, when I get here, I'm in no hurry to go. I want to get everything God has while I'm here. I've been in some places and I'm not judging them or knocking them, and I'm sure others could testify to it, Brother Tim and others. I've been in some places and stood, and by the time you say amen, it's like a competition to see who can get out the door the fastest, how fast they can turn the lights out, how fast they can pull out of the parking lot, and it's like it tells me they're not glad to be there. They're just ready to get it over with and get out and go to the house. That's not how I am. I mean, there are days we get in a rut. And there are days we go through the motions and we just go through our routine. But there's just something about coming through that door that welcomes my heart, my soul, and I just don't want to go. I mean, we'll stand around and talk after church, and it does my heart good to fellowship for 30 or more minutes. I'm in no hurry to go. I got no place better to be. And if you'd be honest, ain't none of us got any place better to be than in the house of God with the people of God. There's a welcome atmosphere. There's the Word of God that's preached to our hearts in this place. And I thank God for it. I appreciate every meeting I've ever got to go in. And some of you might understand this, but I feel like I need preached to. I preach to you and try to give you what's on my heart. But there are days I need preached to. And I'm glad for every meeting I've got to go in and sit down and have the Word of God preached to my heart. It encourages me and helps me. And it's a welcome feeling to my soul. Makes me glad to be in the house of God because of the word that's preached. I tell you, there's a few times in the house of God when worship breaks out. Boy, that makes me glad to be in the house of God. I mean, they just something about, and I understand, and we ought to be there still today, and shame on me because I'm not, and shame on us because we're not. I understand there can be worship at the house, and there ought to be worship at the house, but they just something about worshiping together in one mind and one accord as the people of God, worshiping our Lord in God's house. It just does something to my heart and makes me glad to be here. Oh yeah. So I'm glad, and I'm about done tonight. Told you I didn't have a whole lot, but I'm glad to be in God's house because of who gathers here. I'm glad to be in God's house because of what goes on in here. I'm going to tell you, I'm glad to be in God's house because of what I gain from here. I mean, this is the only place I know of. And if you can think of somewhere else, I'd like for you to tell me the only place I know of where I can come in dragging my tracks out, about ready to quit. But by the time I leave, I'm ready to go another mile. Why is that? Because you just get something here. It's a gain to us, a benefit, a help, a blessing. And it makes me glad to be in the house of God. There have been days I've walked into God's house, whether it be here or somewhere else, and had all intentions of quitting, all intentions of throwing in the towel, all intentions of that being the last time. But yet God passes by and makes me glad one more time to be in the house of God. I remember one Wednesday night, a couple years ago, I guess it was, I was filling in for a preacher having some health problems. I'd been in camp meeting all week that week and knew when I went, and I always like to go. It's in Kentucky. It's about 5.5 hour drive. It's always a help to my heart, Brother Milby's camp meeting. And I knew when I went that I was going to have to make the drive back. So I stayed for Wednesday morning service, and then I headed out and tried to get back fast as I could. I don't remember if I got to go home and change or if I just come straight to the church, but I was wore out. And physically, I was wore out, and I didn't feel, I don't know if this will go over well or if you'll understand what I'm saying, but I didn't feel like preaching. I didn't want to preach. Wasn't nothing in me wanting to preach. But I remember standing behind that pulpit, didn't feel like kind of like tonight, didn't feel like I had a whole lot, and I didn't have a whole lot. But God had something else in mind. And he come by that night, and a preacher that come through the door feeling like not preaching, feeling like giving up, feeling like quitting, feeling like saying, just testify a minute, we'll go to the house. All of a sudden, the Holy Ghost showed up on the scene, and sinners started walking the aisle, and a young man over here got birthed in the family of God. You say, what happened? It's what's gained inside the house of God. It's not gained anywhere else. You'll not gain souls anywhere else, but there sure is a gain inside the house of God. You'll not gain strength, I'm talking about spiritual strength, anywhere else, but there's gain of it inside the house of God. There's gain of encouragement. There's gain of help. There, you just name it. The list goes on and on and on and on. And you can come in here and leave better than you come because of what's gained in the house of God. Just makes me glad. Be in the house of God. It may be a couple weeks before we get to come again. I don't know. God's in control of all that. I want to do my be responsible and respectful of everything that's going on. But I thought, Lord, I just want to go in tonight and try to tell why I'm glad to be in the house of God. And I am glad to be here. And I'm glad you're here. I'm glad for those that have gathered. We're missing some. I don't know where they are. Some I know, some I don't know. I pray they're okay. I pray God's blessings on them, but I'm glad you're here. I'm glad we've come and gathered together. This service is going to go down in God's record book. We'll never get a chance to do it again, but I'm glad to be here. Are you glad to be here? Are you glad to come into the house of God when you get up on Sunday morning? Is it a different day than it was yesterday? There's just something about getting up, and it's not every Sunday. I'm not trying to stand up here and tell you I'm some super spiritual Christian because I'm not. But there's a whole lot of Sundays I get up, and the minute my eyes open, it's just different than it was the day before because I know it's the day we get to go to the Lord's house. I remember this pastor in a church in Tennessee, and I'm done. I'm trying to quit. Pastor in a church in Tennessee, I think we just had one daughter at the time. My wife will know better if I'm wrong, but I think we just had one daughter at the time. I was coming back across the mountain. We'd been to church. We'd had a good service that morning. My little girl in the back, I don't know how old she was, she said, Mama. And of course, my wife answered her, said, what? What, Chloe? She said, why can't we just stay at church all the time? She didn't probably realize what she was saying or understand what she was saying. But I'm going to tell you, there's some days in my life I think, boy, if I could just stay at church all the time, it'd be such a better. I understand we've got to go and we've got to let our light shine in the world and all that, but there's just something about being in God's house. I'm glad to be here. I hope you're glad to be here. That's all I've got on my heart tonight. I don't know if somebody else has got something on yours. It'd be a good time to share it if God's put something on your heart.